Here's how to get PHP 7 experimental support in Azure web apps. Just type Azure site create --git location and the name of your site. This will create an empty site using the Azure CLI tool. That's a Node.js based application that you can run in your Linux and Mac VM. Once it's created, you can just go ahead to the website, which will be empty. And you can open another tab with Kudu by just adding SCM, as in source control management, to the name of your site. So you have an empty site, and then you have Kudu, which is loading right here. Just click on site extensions, click on gallery, type PHP 7, and then search. Here's the extension. As you click install, you read the legal terms, click install, and that's pretty much it. You have PHP 7 in your site. Now here, we'll create a new file called index.php, and in this file, it's just going to be a PHP info. We're going to add it to repo, we're going to git commit, and git push Azure master. We can do this because we added a --git option to Azure site create, so it transformed the temp folder into a git repo. And so right now, the index.php file has been deployed. I should be able to go back here and reload. And I should have an index.php file with PHP 7.0 release candidate 7. This can be done in ARM mode as well. It's actually easier. Just go to the blog post where Corey Fowler from the Azure team has announced the availability of PHP 7. Scroll all the way down. Click Deploy to Azure. And this is how you deploy PHP 7 site extension and an application using Azure Resource Manager into your new site in Azure. Enjoy!